And joining us right now is Peggy Grandy. She's the author of The President Will See You Now. It's all about President Ronald Reagan's life. Peggy, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning here at CPAC. We're glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show this
Now,
morning.
Very interesting insight into President Ronald Reagan's life. Okay. How did you know President Ronald Reagan? How did that happen?
Well, I consider myself to be one of the luckiest women in the world to have an opportunity to sit outside this iconic man's office door every day for 10 years. I actually started as an intern in his office right after he left the White House and returned to Los Angeles and worked myself into a position where I became his executive assistant and interacted with him closely and with Mrs. Reagan for the next 10 years.
And obviously it made a huge impact on you because you wrote a book about him. You said as an intern starting out, what was it about him that first just sparked that interest in you that really made you want to get to know this man as a person more?
Well, back to when I was very little, I for some reason was that nerdy little kid that loved politics and presidents and government, and which if you grew up around the Beltway, I'm sure is a common thing, but I grew up in Southern California, so it was highly unusual.
Yes, highly. Yes.
Especially back in the day when women weren't really involved in politics, and so it was just a fascination of mine. So fast forward to I'm in college. He returns from the White House and comes to Los Angeles. He's in my backyard. I'm a communications major. He's the great communicator, and he really was the convergence of everything that I loved and admired.
So you worked for him at one of the most interesting times of his life, which was the waning years following right after the presidency. What are some of the lessons that you've learned that you've shared in the book?
Yeah, you know, I would say primarily, especially as a young person, really having this opinion of what leadership at the highest and best looks like. A lot of times you think people have to be really strong and domineering and bossy. And what I found was a man who had incredible fortitude, a spine of steel. He took on the Soviet Union. And yet behind that was a beautiful kindness and gentlemanly awareness of the people around him and an appreciation for those of us who served him. And so I guess for me as a young person, especially, that was just such an interesting contrast. And I didn't know that you could be both strong and polite like that.
And what did you learn from him? What is the big takeaway for you when you look back on your time with him? What's the big takeaway for you?
Yeah, you know, he was a man who knew exactly who he was and who he wasn't. He wasn't consumed by the idea of his legacy. I guess I learned that your legacy is not something that's written after you're gone. It's something you're writing with every day of your life. And Ronald Reagan is remembered and revered, I believe, still because of how he lived his life, not because of how he is remembered now that he's gone. I think he made us love ourselves and love America when he was president. And so it was bigger than even him.
Was he aware of his legacy? Was he aware, you know, consciously of how history was going to write him, and did he take great care to make sure that it was written in the right way?
He was not consumed by that. I think that he says in his farewell, you know, one of his farewell addresses to the nation was basically, I hope that when history looks back at me, it will know that I appealed to your fondest hopes and your best dreams and not to your doubts and your fears. And I think politics today is full of doubt and fear, and maybe that's why we look back with such a fondness on him. He did appeal to our best hopes and dreams, and it was never just about him. It was all about we the people, and we the people accomplished great things under his leadership.
You know, a lot of people like to make comparisons. I saw the Heritage Foundation sort of like keeping a checklist of how often Donald Trump has fulfilled his promises versus Reagan's, and they're saying right now Trump is outpacing Reagan.
Yeah.
That's what the Heritage Foundation
I'm good
said.
With that. Let's all win.
You obviously knowing Reagan as intimately as you did, what's your view of President Trump and sort of how he fits in that comparison?
Yeah, you know, I mean, of course, you can't compare or contrast any two people exclusively, but there definitely are some certain traits that I believe are very similar. I believe that Donald Trump really loves America and loves American people and trusts we the people to rise up and make decisions. We saw that in this election that everybody said couldn't be won. I also look at the way he communicates, and it's very Reagan-esque in the sense that he talks directly to people. Ronald Reagan didn't have Twitter. He didn't tweet down the wall, but I believe he would have been on social media, and he would have been connecting not only with the next generation, but directly with people, going around the spin masters and around the sound bites directly to people. And so in that way, I think they're very much alike.
Are there any sort of like behind the scenes moments that you can share with us that you share in the book?
Yeah, you know, I think of people think of a president as, you know, holding these high-level meetings,
yes.
And there certainly was a parade of visitors that came through from Gorbachev to Lady Thatcher to Mother Teresa and presidents and prime ministers from all over the world.
Yeah.
But really looking back, some of the moments that are most remembered by me and were most impactful were ordinary, everyday, patriotic Americans or people that loved and had great affection and respect for him that maybe I didn't know their name. They're not a household name, but powerful moments. There was an elderly woman from Romania who walked in, saw Ronald Reagan, and literally dropped to his feet and started crying and sobbing and kissing his feet.
Wow.
And Ronald Reagan, very taken aback, as I was, you know, reached down, brings this woman to stand, and she looks at him in very broken English and thanks him for her freedom and for freeing
wow.
her people.
So powerful.
So powerful moments that I was so fortunate to witness.
Well, and I'm glad you're sharing them with us. The book is The President Will See You Now by Peggy Grandy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning at CPAC. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is now 7:23 on WMAL.